This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Lewis King. Lewis, how are you?
I'm great.
Lewis, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I'm at Yale University, and I'm the digital information architect for the Office of Digital Assets and Infrastructure. Our focus is working on digital asset management at the enterprise level for the institution. And this really means looking across all the disciplines and all the activities of the university and how digital media is being used and how digital asset management could be applied. What we found over the years is that digital media is actually embedded in every aspect of the institution. This involves our research endeavors, in which we have rich media artifacts coming in from the field. It involves teaching and learning activities and our dissemination of knowledge and publication. So as we looked across the terrain and saw so many people using digital media, we also found that there were a lot of silos of digital media and that we couldn't fluidly move our content from one endeavor into the other. So for instance, we might grab field activities, some recordings of indigenous languages being spoken from native speakers, and we bring them into the research environment, but we couldn't then immediately use them in the classroom environment either. And so as we looked at these silos, we really came to work on this idea of being able to have data flow fluidly, and in particular digital media. And so digital asset management became an obvious piece of infrastructure to look at. And as we looked at infrastructure, it also became clear that it was not just a technical solution. So one of the things that we have to understand is a construct that we've built around infrastructure and core infrastructure, which is it's actually an intersection of a particular community of practice, the content that they work with, the policy and shared practices that are required to facilitate that work, and then finally the technology. And so our work in digital asset management is to work with all members of the institution to understand where that intersection is for the type of work they're doing. And so when we looked at digital asset management, we looked to people who had a compelling need, a particular community of practice that was ready to move into a more managed approach to their media production and dissemination and stewardship. And it turned out that our museums were working on similar solutions independently, and we started there to bring people together around digital asset management. And shortly after, we also brought in the Yale University Library. This group of cultural heritage stewards, of people who maintain a presence of our cultural heritage for our use today in advancing our work, had a particular set of practices that needed to be supported. They had identified content to work with. We were able to develop policies and refined and shared and common practice. And then we were able to configure a technical solution, a digital asset management environment that would meet those needs. As we move forward, we begin to look at, well, what other communities of practice? And so we're beginning to bring in other communities of practice. We have the communications teams coming on board to start looking at how we advance communications work. And this is digital media production all the way through to, you know, web communications. And also, since we already have cultural heritage people on board, it's when those are valuable communications that we want to maintain for a long time, how do they move into the more archival and stewardship arena of digital media? And then in a future phase, we're looking at bringing more of the research community and the teaching and learning community into the environment.
Why does the university use digital asset management?
The university is focusing on using digital asset management actually to meet its core mission. I mean, the areas that I touched on, the research, teaching and learning, dissemination and publication, those are core to what the institution does. And so the ability to have a mechanism that makes us more fluid, that makes us be able to connect pieces of content together in order to enhance discovery, to enhance dissemination, to enhance the learning experience, becomes fundamental to our work. And so we look at this technology to facilitate that. But in addition, what we're finding is that it's a complex production environment because of our many disciplines. And by being able to put a shared and common approach to media management in place, we're actually able to develop some basic efficiencies. So we're able to aggregate our storage provisioning. We're able to aggregate our content. We're able to do a training that moves from one discipline to the next. As staff move, they bring the skills necessary to do the same kind of work applied to a different discipline. And these become fundamental to the everyday working of the institution.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, it's a great field. You know, it's really exciting to work in media management. You get to span all kinds of creative works that are going on. You bring value to the institution or the organization that you're working for. That's fascinating. I would suggest that you not expect to live in a comfort zone at all. These are very complex issues. They're complex environments. They have complex legalities and practice issues to them, and they are all at the center of various types of organizational change, a change in the way that we do things. And where there's change, there's a certain amount of pain. We work with people whose roles are threatened and other people who we can't move fast enough for. And so there's a bit of volatility in the field, and you should want that kind of excitement in your life. But at the bottom line on this is that it's really an area where we're building, where we're constructing, and we're discovering new ways of doing work. And a lot of that work is very compelling and has tremendous opportunity associated with it. So it's very exciting.
Well, thank you, Lewis.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.